If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Good news, everybody. America's favorite absentee father has found love. Yay! Kevin Frankie.
Wait a second. Well, they look kind of alike, don't they?
I don't know what that's saying, but I'm saying it might be saying something. Redemption is real. That's what Kevin Frankie wrote when he announced to the world that he is getting married again. 6 months after finalizing his divorce from Ruby Frankie, of course, the disgraced former mommy blogger, now serving time for aggravated child abuse, Kevin's back online, smiling in engagement photos with a new fiance and talking about grace, resilience, and fresh starts. Aw. And listen, maybe it is a fresh start, but before we throw confetti on Facebook and call it redemption, we need to slow down for a moment and look at what he's actually moving on from. Because this isn't a story about a simple divorce. It's a story about complicity, correction, and consequences. A man who spent years inside a high-control, high-visibility machine and now wants to be seen as the guy who escaped it. And maybe he is. Let's rewind a little bit, shall we? For almost a decade, Kevin and Ruby Frankie were the picture-perfect parents of eight passengers, one of the more extreme and eventually infamous family channels on YouTube. Millions of subscribers watched them discipline, parent, and preach in ways that even back then felt harsh. A kid losing their bed and being made to sleep on a beanbag for months. That was played for content. A child being told they won't be fed lunch because they forgot their schoolwork. That wasn't just discipline, it was a vlog. Ruby was the face. Kevin was often in the background. Complicit, supportive, sometimes silent, but he was there. It's easy to forget now, but the Frankies were influencers in the original sense of the word, not because of what they sold, because of what they modeled. Their household was built on a belief system, one rooted in strict obedience, moral superiority, and a rejection of what they saw as worldly permissiveness. And they monetize that belief system every single day. That system didn't just exist on camera. According to court records, it escalated, especially after Ruby partnered with Jody Hildebrandt, a counselor whose truth-telling philosophy has now been thoroughly discredited in open court. Hildebrandt didn't just influence Ruby. Prosecutors say she helped fuel an environment where children were isolated, controlled, and ultimately abused. under the guise of spiritual correction. She was even sanctioned by the Mormon Church. Yeah. It was Ruby and Jody who stood trial. It was Ruby and Jody who pled guilty. It was Ruby and Jody who were sentenced. But Kevin? Kevin was a man who lived in that house, who helped film videos, who says now that he was manipulated, misled, spiritually cut off, and eventually shut out by Ruby and Jody altogether. That's where the legal distinction ends, and the ethical questions begin. Because Kevin was never charged. That's a fact. He separated from Ruby in 2022, a full year before the arrest. The couple's YouTube channel had largely gone silent by then. And when one of the children, emaciated, injured, terrified, escaped from Jody Hildebrandt's house in August of 2023 and asked a neighbor for help, Kevin was not present. He even knows his kids technically were. They were with Jody and Ruby. What could possibly go wrong there, right? Why step up and be dad? Oh, yeah, Ruby told you not to. Ruby said, you go over there. I'm going to handle all this. You just go ahead, abandon your children, and or I'm going to force. Kevin doesn't seem to have a strong enough personality, or didn't have a strong enough personality at the time, to stand up for his own children. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. He didn't. He didn't have contact with them for long periods of time. It's more than a year, I believe. It's because she said, no, yeah, we got to fix it this way. This is the only way to do it. And he went along with it. Maybe he's brainwashed. Maybe whatever the hell you want. I don't know. As a parent, my wife was telling me for spiritual reasons or this reason or whatever reason she pulled out of her ass and said I couldn't be near my children, I'd promptly tell her to fuck off. Kevin didn't. Okay, baby. Whatever you think. That's when you file for divorce. Not after the kids are emaciated and showing up on the neighbor's front lawn. You did it in the wrong order, Kevin. But he did eventually file for divorce. He was awarded full custody of the minor children, and he's made it clear repeatedly that he condemns everything that happened. And good, good for you, Kevin. Let's be honest, the silence before the arrest wasn't a clean break. It was a slow fade. Kevin appeared in videos while the parenting style intensified. He spoke on camera while Ruby approached, her approach hardened. He was there when things were just strict. And then he wasn't when things got criminal. That's the hard to ignore part for me and a lot of people. Now, Kevin has begun to speak out, not just in posts about redemption, but in testimony before the Utah State Legislature. He backed a bill designed to protect children exploited by online content, requiring creators who make over $150,000 annually to set aside 15% for the minors featured in their videos. It gives kids the legal right to request that their childhood footage be removed once they turn 18. That bill was signed into law in March of 2025, and Kevin didn't just support it. He read statements from his own daughters on the record. One of them said their mom withdrew all her YouTube earnings. Another said she never realized how deeply her privacy had been sold off until it was too late. Kevin said that family vlogging was wrong, that children can't give informed consent, that filming his own kids was a mistake he regrets every day. And thank God, Kevin, I'm glad you do. And those statements matter. That advocacy matters. But again, it all came after the fallout, after the arrest, after the public pressure. And sometimes, you know what? You have to hit rock bottom to know you got to go up for more air. And maybe that's what happened here with Kevin. I'm trying to give some benefit of the doubt. And you can't keep kicking someone when they're down, right? Now he's supposedly enraged. Good. Keep that going. And on top of that, he's engaged, posting photos with his new fiance, talking about joy and faith and second chances. There's no timeline for when someone can fall in love again. There's no rule that says 6 months after a divorce is too fast. In fact, Kevin and Ruby were emotionally separated for years. If you watch some of those documentaries, though, I would argue, through his own words, Kevin still was hoping for a comeback of Ruby. That's how I interpreted his interviews in one of the docs. But again, all of that stuff was filmed quite a long time ago. This engagement isn't a betrayal of anything recent, but it does raise a question. What's really been repaired? And what's just been replaced? Again, Kevin has a type. Because trauma survivors, and make no mistake, that's what Kevin is positioning himself as, and he likely is, often move quickly into new attachments. It's not necessarily avoidance. Sometimes it's hunger, a need for safety after years of isolation, a craving for normalcy, even if the foundation underneath hasn't fully healed. It can be real. It can be good. But it can also be a shortcut, especially if the image of the new relationship becomes part of the healing narrative itself. The image. And here's where it gets uncomfortable. The new partner is already being compared to Ruby. Not just because of her appearance, which social media has pointed out looks a lot like Ruby, but because of what she represents. A new chance, a softer chapter. Come see the softer side of Sears. 10 people know what I'm talking about. A blank page that Kevin gets to write on instead of reading from someone else's script. But healing doesn't come from blank pages. It comes from revisiting the ones we'd rather rip out. And for Kevin Frankie, those pages are still very public. His children's lives were content. Their punishments were monetized. Their pain was shared, sometimes in real time with millions. He can't erase that with advocacy. He can't neutralize it with a wedding. And to be clear, I'm not saying he hasn't changed or grown. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve to move forward. He does. I'm saying the only redemption that matters now isn't the ones in the Facebook post. It's the ones that happen off camera, quietly, repeatedly, without applause. Is Kevin doing that? We don't know. We do know he supported the bill. We do know he has custody. We do know he said all the right things about regret and responsibility. But the real test isn't what he says, it's how he lives. Does he center his kids, even when no one's watching? Does he protect their privacy fiercely, finally? Does he give them the right to tell their own story, or does he keep reshaping his? Because moving on doesn't mean moving past, and remarriage isn't redemption. It's just a choice, a personal one. But accountability is public. And Kevin Frankie helped build the platform that hurt his kids, even if he didn't hurt them himself. That doesn't go away with a new ring, that doesn't get fixed by falling in love again. What it gets fixed by is time, boundaries, work, honesty, a deep understanding that sometimes the most redemptive thing you can do isn't start a new chapter. It's sit with the old one until the people you love feel safe enough to write their own. And only Kevin can answer that, and his family. Kevin says he's grateful for grace, and he believes in second chances. That he didn't think he'd ever feel joy again. And maybe that's true. But here's the thing about grace. It doesn't erase the past. Just gives you the chance to do better in spite of it. And let's hope he does. Let's hope for once the camera stays off and the work gets done anyway. Tell me your thoughts on this. It's his private life. I wish him the best. I'm happy he's in a better place. I'm happy we're not seeing another interview with him that surprisingly looks like you still kind of feel like you might get back with Ruby if she said she'd love that tomorrow when she gets free. Not feeling that from getting engaged again anyway. Let's hope the woman he's getting engaged to doesn't feel that either. I wish them the best. Give me your thoughts in the comments section. Wherever you're watching this, if it's on YouTube, thank you. Press subscribe as well. If you're not there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi to find us there so you can weigh in on this and the many cases that we follow for you here at True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.